First, let's see, regular agenda item, item number 798.
Do you want to do the time certains?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carla. Where did I lost them?
787.
Yeah, thank you. There they are on the other page. 787, please.
Declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements in the Southeast 102nd Avenue and Woodstock Boulevard Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a local improvement district on Southeast 102nd and Foster that will bring much needed improvements to the area. I want to thank all the staff and the community members who have worked tirelessly to move this project forward, and I'll now turn it over to Andrew Abbey from PBOT.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Joining me today is one of my newest colleagues in the Portland Bureau of Transportation, Jiran Shankar, and he will tell you about an adjacent project that will fit into this LID. So the first slide that I wanted to show you is that we have made a lot of progress in the Lentz neighborhood, and the Lentz urban renewal area. So the purple area that you see here on the map is the original Lentz urban renewal area that was formed in 1998, and the urban renewal area has 4 years left on it. The gray area that you see there, the kind of the spine along Foster Road, for example, was part of a amended urban renewal area. What I've shown there on the map is the area that we're proposing to improve is circled with the blue circle, and that is just east of I-205 and west of the Foster Floodplain Natural Area. All of those black polygons you see in the Lentz Urban Renewal Area represent the 8 local improvement districts that we have completed over the past 20 years that have significantly reduced the backlog of unpaved streets in Lentz. So if council approves this LID, it'll be the 9th LID formed in the Lentz area over the past 20 years to help reduce the backlog of unpaved streets. The slide that you're looking at here is a project map. We have 2 streets, 102nd Avenue and Woodstock Boulevard, that we're proposing to improve under the LID. I think council is aware that PBOT has made some significant investments on 122nd Avenue to improve transit service on 122nd. What you may not be aware of is that the bus line that goes out 122nd also uses Foster as part of its routing, and this LID is adjacent to a new frequent service route that TriMet will be starting in September. So we're very pleased to partner with our transit partner. This project will help improve access to that frequent service route starting in September. And if you wanted to walk to transit today, this is the street that you'd be traveling on as a pedestrian or as a bicyclist or a motorist. You can see that in the right side of that picture there is a looks like a Bobcat, and you can see that to the extent that it may have been filling potholes, those potholes on Woodstock are starting to come right back. And here's 102nd Avenue. Arguably, this is one of the worst conditioned streets in the city of Portland. Property owners have simply been unable to keep up with the maintenance of the street, so we're looking forward to getting this resolved. Just wanted to give you a quick recap of the progress that we have made in Lentz and how this fits in. So currently we have 3.5 miles of unpaved streets in the Lentz Urban Renewal Area, which is chiefly comprised of the Lentz Neighborhood Association and the Powerhurst-Gilbert Neighborhood Association. The second little area there on the slide that I wanted to show you is that they're the enemy of getting these projects done cost-effectively is time. So there's been a pretty relentless increase in cost over time. When we started finishing this up in 2002, we were paying a little under $500 a running foot to get our streets built, crept up to about $600 5 years later. We had a pretty big spike from 2007 to 2014. That particular project had right-of-way acquisition. The LID that we closed out last year was almost $1,000 a foot, and then we're estimating this at $1,700 a foot. So really, I just wanted to emphasize that we made a good decision to knock out several miles of unpaved streets many years ago when it cost a lot less money. What I have there in the middle part of the slide is that BES partnered with us to eliminate some unpaved streets in Lentz. That's where they put in their Foster floodplain project. So we actually spent no money to improve those projects, or excuse me, to eliminate those streets. So overall, we have eliminated 2.8 miles of unpaved streets in Lentz. Had we not done that, we would not have seen a 45% reduction in unpaved streets in the Lentz urban renewal area. And council approval of this LID will result in a further 8% decrease in unpaved streets in the Lentz neighborhood. So just a few blocks away from this LID area is a completed project by BES, the Foster floodplain, which eliminated a number of unpaved streets and replaced it with a regional asset for stormwater management. And then just in closing, before I turn it over to Joanne, I just wanted to mention that these improvements that we've done in Lentz have not only moved the needle here, but also citywide. So currently we have 55.8 miles of unpaved streets around the city. Had we not done these, we would have almost 59 miles of unpaved streets. So our unpaved street backlog would be 5% higher without all of the progress that we've made. The LID that we're proposing is very high on the equity score. On a 2 to 10 scale, it's a 9. So this is an area that is low income, has very high racial diversity. One of our property owners participating in the LID has 36 living wage jobs, and we're very happy to build that infrastructure to serve the businesses there. So with that, I'll just turn it over to Duran to close, and he's going to tell you about this adjacent project that literally touches the northwest corner of the LID boundary, and we're looking forward to surveying, designing, and constructing these two projects together for economies of scale.
Yes, good morning, Council. The project that is currently going to be undergoing is eastbound Foster. We've got new traffic signals at 97th, new sidewalk, curb and gutter, and bike lanes. And this the LID project, Woodstock to 102nd, will connect into this project, allowing easy access to TriMet's Green Line. So it's for connectivity purposes. Seems like this is the best thing to do.
And then just before we turn it over to council testimony, I've got some property owner testimony that I'll pass out.
Well, thank you both very much.
So if there are no questions by council, I think we have some folks here to testify.
Very good. Public testimony, Carla, please.
Thank you.
Charles Lawrence? Okay, that's you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to all of you. Appreciate this opportunity. Charles W. Lawrence, 4430 Southeast Belmont Street. And I own some apartments and a single family residence just on the other side of the Springwater Corridor. And this street improvement would immensely accommodate my tenants that use mass transit and bicycles to get to and from, mostly to work. And much of the year, they're not potholes, really. They're small ponds or small lakes. And for them to try to get over to Foster to get mass transit or ride their bicycles, it's extremely difficult because there's several inches of mud and water. And this is not very inducive to trying to use mass transit or their bicycles. And also the street improvement would greatly improve the accessibility to the apartments and also the single-family residence.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions? All right.
No, thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for the packet. We appreciate that. Next individual, please, Carla, or is that it?
That's all who signed up.
Very good. This is a resolution, colleagues. Please call the roll unless there's any other questions for Andrew.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
It's exciting to see the improvements in Lentz, and it's kind of like how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And each of these projects will greatly improve the Lentz area. And I appreciate you coming in, Mr. Lawrence, to testify in support. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think this is a great step in the right direction. And these projects they're large, they are complex, they are expensive, that we're plugging away. And I appreciate your leadership. And likewise, Mr. Lawrence, thank you for making the trek to City Hall. We appreciate it. I vote aye. The resolution's adopted. Thank you.